K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hi, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Howdy, Mike.
Hey, I was just calling because I was hoping you guys could help me out with something.
What's going on?
What would that be?
Well, I know you guys do, you know, those second date updates, and I was hoping you guys could help me contact someone I, you know, met in Vegas when I was there.
Vegas, huh?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, sure. Go figure, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess this is kind of embarrassing, but I met a woman there. And I don't know, we just kind of lost touch. I've tried to contact her, and I've been able to get a hold of her. I was hoping you guys could help.
Well, where'd you guys stay?
Well, we went to Vegas. Just me and some friends. We stayed at that casino. You know, the one that's like the Triangle.
You mean the Luxor?
Oh yeah, that one. The Luxor. Yeah, yeah.
It's a triangle. Nice. It's a pyramid.
Yeah. Oh yeah, right. Sure, pyramid.
Well, tell us about these girls that you met. Leave them alone.
Well, we met these women, and I was talking to one of them actually. Her name was Tiffany, and I found out she was from Miami Valley.
Oh, cool.
You know, and I'm from around here, so I mean, I just figured we had something in common. We started talking. We had some drinks. She bought me drinks.
Ooh,
you know, nice.
How about that?
Yeah, I know.
They're not cheap out there either.
Yeah, tell me about it. But we just kind of had a good night, and you know what happens in Vegas, you know, stays in Vegas, right?
You know Fry too well.
Oh boy,
there, Mike.
Yeah.
But you haven't heard from her.
That's what happened. I haven't been able to get a hold of her. I mean, I've called. I've tried to find a way to get in touch with her, but I haven't been able to. So I'm calling you guys. I guess that makes me a little bit, I don't know, desperate, but I've tried everything else. So,
well, there was a connection.
Exactly. It's so funny how many people I've run into from Ohio out in Vegas. So I know the situation you're talking about. Well, what'd you say her name was?
Tiffany.
Tiffany? Okay. All right. Hold on.
She was a showgirl.
Yeah. Right. No, we're gonna grab Tiffany's number off the air. We'll call her and find out what's up. All right.
Oh, thank you.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Mike, did you guys... I doubt that you gambled very much. You just gambled on the ladies, I'm taking it?
Yeah, we were just kind of doing that.
That's okay. That's all right.
So just you and a bunch of buddies went out?
Yeah, me and some friends. We just went out to Vegas, you know, and, it's a pretty fun place. So
When you go out by yourself is when you get in the most trouble, too. So don't ever do that.
Right.
Just throwing that out. Okay, hold on.
Gotcha.
I'm dialing her number here. Hold on, I'll say it. All right, be real quiet.
Hey, Tiffany here. If you don't Zumba, you're not living. Can I help you?
I thought that was like an answer machine.
I did too.
Hi, Tiffany.
Oh, well, you know, I'm a Zumba instructor. You're calling from Zumba, right? Because I'm sorry. I use my personal cell for my work, too.
That's cool. No, actually, it's Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM.
Hi.
I don't know where you guys are at, but it sounds cool already.
Yeah, see, Fry wants to Zumba.
Can I win something, or can I plug my spot? You know,
I think you already did.
You already got it in there. Yeah, you're good to go. Tiffany, you're not teaching right now, are you?
Oh no. I actually I'm off today, and I also work, you know, privately. I can come over to people's houses and get them moving, those hips grooving, you know?
Look at her laying her pitch down, man.
I know. I mean, dang.
Right. Well, Tiff, we have a different subject we'd like to talk to you about, if that's okay.
Hey, shoot. I'm looking for some entertainment.
I heard you like Vegas.
Oh, I love Vegas. I got I'm divorced. Don't judge me. And I have a rat pack of my own. And, you know, sometimes we want to just go out and have fun. So we try to, you know, go to Vegas at least once a month, do a little of the casino stuff and catching some shows. But mostly, you know, most of my friends are Zumba instructors. And, okay, I'm just going to put it out there. We look pretty hot.
Nothing wrong with that.
On our nice little swanky outfits and hit those tremendous dance floors they have out there.
That's right. Yoga pants are a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, hey, we got to talk with somebody that you met out in Vegas.
Yeah. Ooh, and which one?
Well, we got to talk with a guy named Mike. He said he met you out there. You bought him a few drinks. He was staying at the Luxor, and he said he even tried to get back in touch with you because you guys just kind of accidentally ran into each other out there in Vegas, and we're both from this area, and he was wondering what happened to you.
Oh, wait. I know. This is the guy that we found out lived in the same area. The kid with the skinny leg. Yeah. So what? He's calling you?
Yeah. He really liked you.
Yeah, he wanted to go back out again.
And you're calling him a kid. Why?
Oh, my God. He's not listening, right?
Why do you say that?
It was a real compliment. I mean, he's a really good-looking guy, real sweet, great smile. And, he was flirting with me, and, we were hitting it off pretty well. The chemistry was there, you know. I know he was younger, but, hey, you guys have been doing this for years. Now it's our time. And so, I bought him a couple of drinks, whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, okay?
That's what he said.
Most of the time.
Everything was going great. And then, most guys smoke a cigarette after, what I got was he just jumps up on his bed and he's jumping up and down. Woo, woo, woo. And I thought, wow, I must be a really hot day. But no, he goes and mentions this bucket list. He goes, I've done it. I got to call the guys. I got it off of my bucket list. And I'm like, excuse me, what? And he said, yeah, I won. Wait till I tell my buddies.
What was on the bucket list?
So basically, on the bucket list was they had to pick up a cougar.
Oh,
man.
And so...
What else is on this list?
But I'm still a little sensitive about it.
Yeah.
Because, for a minute, I felt like the Wild Kingdom, or I felt like, remember that guy who used to wrestle crocodiles?
Yeah.
Oh, here we are in the wild, watching the cougars. Isn't she wonderful? I'm like, all this stuff is running through my head. And then he went on to say, we all wanted to come here to drink till we puke and kiss random girls and scare old people. And I was like... That is your goal. You're in Vegas and this is your goal. And it just seems so completely childish. And then it hit me. It's like, I am really robbing the cradle here. I mean, the mentality between us is completely different. It's just that the whole cougar thing, I just felt completely.
Hold on a second, Tiffany. Hold on 1 second.
Tiffany,
okay.
There you go.
He was listening. Yeah.
Hello,
yeah.
Mike.
Wait, that's her cougar voice.
I know, exactly.
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
No, I'm sorry, okay? I didn't mean for it to, come out that way. I did like you. I mean, I've been trying to reach you. I mean, obviously, I want to see you again. It's not that I'm, it wasn't just about a stupid bet or anything like that. I just wanted, I'm sorry, okay?
Michael,
I'm sorry.
Michael.
I'd like to see you again.
Really not trying to cut you off or anything, but really... that's not exactly a compliment. I would say that was a backhanded compliment. It's like a compliment with a slap. You're supposed to be very amorous and complimentative, not go, hey, I did it. I got a score to cougar on my bucket list, man.
I was in a weird headspace.
You were in Egypt and you just came upon like the oldest relic there on the sand. Like, hey, look, I found King Tut. Oh, isn't he wrinkly?
I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. I didn't mean for it to come across that way. It was a long trip, okay? I didn't mean for it to sound backhanded, okay? I do want to see you again. That's why I've been trying to contact you. If you could just look past that, stupid outburst of mine, just give me another shot. You want to see what happens. I don't normally do this. I don't normally pursue girls like this. And I don't know. I'm sorry, okay?
Well, I think, and I accept your apology. You are a sweetheart. You are so hot and sexy. But, and the reality is, that's where the difference is. You say you don't pursue girls like this. Well, that's a problem. I'm not a girl. I'm a woman. And the age difference is such at this point that I'm just going to continue to get older and you're going to want me to act younger. And you act so young, you're still at a state where you're very childish. You're just still immature. So
I can be more mature. I can be more mature. You know, I'm not all about just drinking and, you know, and chasing girls and puking with my friends. Like, I don't know. I thought that meeting you was the best part of going to Vegas.
You have got some growing up to do, some major, major growing up to do.
Well, I mean, you thought I was pretty grown up in Vegas.
Oh. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Okay, I gotta go.
No, you didn't.
Okay, yeah. So this is, yeah.
She hung up.
Oh, she did hang
She's
up.
She's out the door. So, well, Mike.
Oh, come on.
I'd say that's a no. At least you got the check mark.
Yeah. Is that cool?
Yeah.
Aww. Well, I think you learned a good lesson, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess never give an outburst like that next morning.
Don't jump on the bed, okay?
Don't jump on the bed, right. Thanks. Yeah.
Well, we're sorry it didn't work out.
Yeah, it's fine. Thank you guys for helping.
Thanks, Mike. Good
luck. Sorry, buddy.
Just a short run of bad luck, right, Fred?
Yeah, exactly.